This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from deep in the heart of Texas, right here in Austin, I'm Alex Jones, blasting out on the AM and FM dial on a growing list of wonderful affiliates. Simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 93.20 from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast today. We have Larry Pratt, founder and president of Gun Owners of America, joining us in the second hour to give us a legislative update, to talk about Bush wanting to reauthorize the Clinton assault weapons ban and add a bunch of new gun bans to it, including a ban on all semi-automatic shotguns. It's all part of the new conservatism. Also, he'll be talking about the rebellion in Canada as many of the provinces refuse to confiscate and register guns, standing up to the federal government. And how Gun Owners of America is calling for a Second Amendment to be built into the Constitution for the Iraqi people. Of course, they already had a right to keep and bear arms there under Saddam, but now they don't. They've been ordered to turn them all in, and they're refusing almost 100% of them. And the globalists are very, very angry about that. Coming up, alert issued as U.S. monkeypox cases grow to 37. Looks like the prairie dogs came from a breeder in Texas, where I'm sitting. We'll get into that. British scientist puts odds for apocalypse at 50-50 and is more worried about biological or chemical attack of some type. That is coming up. U.S. rates chances of Al-Qaeda weapons of mass destruction attack very high in the next 2 years. Yeah, no kidding. They've got to get more legislation passed and set up more checkpoints and federalize our communities and set up a national draft and have a pretext to invade all these countries. The globalists told us they would provide terror, Pearl Harbor events, to get us behind this takeover. Last year, I saw a Houston Chronicle article about a company that wants the government to make it a law to put a retina scanner in your car before it will start. And a lot of companies are already installing it. It's like Void Comp from Blade Runner. It decides if you're tired or lying or on drugs. And now we have an article here. Driver's eye movements measured to test tiredness by police. They're already out doing it now. And putting thumb scanners in the police cars, paid for by the federal government. Speaking of Walmart pushing biometrics and pushing the RFID technology, making all the manufacturers adopt it if Walmart is to carry their products, this is from CNET News, Richard Schimm. Walmart to throw its weight behind RFID. Now, I talked about those secret Walmart documents, and I'm going to cover more of those today. We will be posting them on Infowars.com. We've just been so busy. But they will be going up, and how they're involved with the federal government in developing and implementing this system, tiny microchips in all the products, woven into your clothes, being tracked by radio readers on the highways. And yesterday I read that article out of San Francisco where they're now making you take them in your car to track you and tax you around the city. Also, they want a brain scanner stress test biometric system for all the airports, not just Boston Logan. That's coming up. Health chief pleads with parents to continue to take the vaccines despite all the deaths and illnesses in the United Kingdom. This out of the London Telegraph. That's coming up. And a lot of news on the Iraq war as the true motives come out in the mainstream news. Big show for you today. So please stay with us. And I do want to take calls early in this first hour, so go ahead and line up. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It's already Tuesday, the 10th of June, 2003. We'll be taking your calls on all the different news items I'm going to mention and analyze, and of course any other news pieces that we don't cover that you'd like to mention, or any particular piece of legislation or something you saw a talking head, a CFR member, say on the nightly news. We'd love to hear from you today. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Larry Pratt is coming on to give us an overview of what's happening with the Second Amendment right now. And it's not in good shape in this country, but they are standing up for their God-given right of self-defense in Canada and other areas, so you don't want to miss that in the next hour. This monkeypox, isn't it interesting? Suddenly we have monkeypox, we have West Nile, we have SARS, all of this strengthening the governmental health community, the public health system, which is run by a bunch of eugenics control freaks, euthanasia promoting people that say that, well, they need martial law-like powers to keep us safe. And then all of these primers in the psychology of epidemics are now conveniently showing up. Could it be coincidence? Well, probably is. Plus, our borders are more open than ever. We're importing more stuff from the third world and faraway places, alien to our biosphere. So you're going to see more and more of this happen.
But they are going to be there capitalizing on it, fear-mongering on it, like they've done with the SARS, West Nile, and other things. But in the case of West Nile, that was given to Saddam Hussein. In the case of Lyme disease, it's been conclusively linked to Plum Island Bioweapons Lab, Level 3 Bioweapons Lab off the coast of New York. Deer have swum the mile into shore with the ticks, with the bioweapon in them, and now thousands of Americans die a year, tens of thousands become ill from Lyme's disease. So we have many examples that we can confirm of this, but I don't know what's going on with monkeypox and the rest of it. Alert issued as mad cow also has shown up in Canada and now in herds in the U.S. We will get to that news story as well. But as soon as it came out in the Billings Gazette last week that some of the herds that were infected with mad cow had shown up in Montana and other areas, the story suddenly disappeared. But getting back into the latest alert issued as U.S. monkeypox cases grow to 37. This is out of Reuters. Officials in three states tried on Monday to track down the prairie dogs believed spreading monkeypox, a smallpox-like illness not seen before in the Western Hemisphere that may have infected 37 people. So they just know about 10 that have it, and now there's a bunch of people being tested. Bill Moberly, co-owner of the Pet Store in Chicago suburbs where some of the infected prairie dogs were believed to have become infected, said Monday he had bought the infected rats in question that then infected the prairie dogs from a breeder in Texas without knowing they were ill. So now there's this big search for the prairie dogs. Indiana officials say they're trying to track down 31 individuals or businesses believed to have purchased prairie dogs from his store since April 15th. Similar efforts were underway in the other two states. I wonder why they don't mention where the guy bought it in Texas so we can all investigate. Mark Wegner, a communicable disease expert from the Wisconsin Division of Public Health, said the disease is most likely being spread when people are scratched or bitten while handling prairie dogs. Why are people buying prairie dogs? I guess for small zoos or animal centers? I don't know. Smallpox has been eradicated worldwide, and children born after 1980 have not been immunized against it. Smallpox vaccinations, however, offer protection against monkeypox, and it goes on and on, for adults who were vaccinated earlier and most likely have an immunity against it. Now, they always said that we didn't have to be vaccinated again for smallpox, that one shot was good for life. Now the government tries to say we've all got to take it again. But then the scientists who aren't on the government payroll say that's ridiculous. That's another reason many of the health workers, well, 99%+, refused to take the smallpox shot because they went, wait a minute, we were told this was good for life. Besides, your new shot doesn't even cover us for weaponized smallpox. Kind of a side issue. Plus, now one in about 1,000 dies or has a heart attack. One in 1,000 has a heart attack. One in 1,500 dies statistically that takes the smallpox shot, so the new smallpox shot. But they say children, however, are at risk. In Africa, the mortality rate for young children can be a high percentile. I can't stand it when I hit print on the printer-friendly version and it cuts part of it off. So I don't know what the percent is. I'll have to go reprint this article. The percent got cut off. So I'll go reprint this Washington Post article and find out what the percent is. But I think I remember reading it this morning. I think it's like 20% or something. But I'm going from memory. Let me go reprint the Washington Post article. British scientist puts odds for an apocalypse at 50-50. That's right. This is out of Reuters. This is the way the world might end. A genetically engineered pathogen is released, disrupting. And it says that a supervolcano blocks out the sun, or scientists in the biggest bioterror of them all accidentally trigger a big bang, or bio-error of them all accidentally trigger a big bang. I'll get into this article later when I have a printer-friendly version. These are all printed incorrectly. I'll have to go back and reprint them. It's kind of hard to read something when the last letter, the last word is cut off. But that's an interesting article. I'll be getting into that one, because I agree with the with the analysis of the scientists, because they have these nuclear accelerators and they're just randomly shooting different types of particles at high speeds out of the accelerators and then shooting them into lead, shooting them into uranium, shooting them into plutonium, shooting them into nickel. And there's all these bizarre reactions when they do this. And many scientists have warned that they shouldn't do these tests without knowing the results, at least doing mathematical studies, because it can cause some type of giant supernova-type explosion. I mean, they don't understand how matter works at the subatomic level. There's whole areas that are not even understood, that haven't even been charted, that haven't even been discovered. And so they've got these big, giant, superconducting super colliders accelerating atoms and different particle beams and different types of accelerated matter, slamming them into different substances. That could cause a giant explosion and turn the Earth into a molten slag heap or totally incinerate it, perhaps destroy our entire solar system. They say the explosion could be that large or even bigger. But even destroy our own sun. They're worried about some of the new seismic weapons that have been mentioned in some of the official bills in Congress that could cause earthquakes. A massive naturally occurring volcano could explode and shoot dust into the air and cause a new ice age. But that would probably happen. You know, that's such a large scheme, a large time scale, that there's no telling when that will really develop, if ever, but we know it's developed in the past. And then the really dangerous thing, the thing that I think is the greatest threat, and they mentioned a bunch of other things in this article that we'll get into later in the next segment, is genetic engineered pathogens getting turned loose. And we know that Porton Down Bioweapons Lab over in the United Kingdom in Wiltshire produces and has level 4 status and is underground and has 3 rings of barbed wire around it, minefields. But that didn't stop 4 years ago from someone releasing weaponized foot and mouth. Of course, 2 months before it showed up in over a dozen locations simultaneously. That's not how natural outbreaks behave. They don't show up in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland in the same week by accident. But to go back, the Porton Down Bioweapons Lab had contacted the different counties in the United Kingdom and told them, prepare masses of pyre, prepare masses of wood. They don't have a lot of woods in England. I remember it was a very expensive undertaking, the article said. They massed all these pyres. They said, prepare for some type of large outbreak, perhaps foot and mouth. Then suddenly foot and mouth showed up, and Porton Down said, we think an animal rights activist stole this out of our lab, and it got released. Well, okay, let's buy their story that an animal rights activist stole it. How did an animal rights activist get into an underground base guarded by the Army, guarded by MI5 and Army intelligence? And then how did this person simultaneously get it spread to the four corners of the United Kingdom? And so it's just as bad either way. If their security's so lax, you can walk in and steal this stuff. But again, I don't buy that, because the government had the motive. The farmers were against the EU, fighting it, becoming a powerful political bloc. They were about to get gun laws reversed. They were about to defeat the hunting bans. They were the really active, intelligent, on-target group. And then I predicted that after they killed 8 million sheep and 4 million cows, that they would not allow them to restock cows and sheep. And then the big environmental minister announced that cows were causing problems with their runoff and their flatulence was hurting the ozone. And so they were going to ban them restocking their cows and sheep, and have basically done that and then forced the sale of these ancient farms and destroyed these indigenous communities. So it's ethnic cleansing, basically, of the rural communities in England, and they're using immigration to continue that, destroying the British Isles and the incredible culture that was there. So, but see, I didn't give you the big part of the story. I've read articles where they admit Horton Down, James Weapons Publications has written about it. Horton Down, this is one lab of hundreds that we know of. There's thousands probably out there that are secret, but hundreds that we know of. Well, I'll tell you what they say they produce there. It's not just weaponized foot and mouth, okay? They produce stuff that will kill. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star.
Folks, I'm not trying to spew gloom and doom here.
Bad men near and far.
James Weapons Publications out of England, the world leader in tracking military technology hardly ever puts out alerts. They may put out one a year, and just a few months ago they put out an alert about race-specific viruses and bacteria, race-specific pathogens, and they said the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Israel have been known to develop race-specific bioweapons, and that's what they're producing at Porton Down. About 4 years ago, Porton Down was bragging that they had race-specific viruses and bacteria that would wipe out whole races of people, that they have systems that will kill every person on Earth. Now, that was quite a claim. Maybe they've got some super pathogens, but generally, even the worst diseases will only kill, you know, 50, 60% of the people that come in contact with it. But they claim they've got stuff that'll kill every one of an entire race or human beings, period. And Jane's Weapons came out and put out an alert and said, this is horrible, this is very dangerous. But no one connected the dots that somebody walked out of Porton Down with weaponized foot and mouth from that Level 4 bioweapons lab. By the way, in the middle of 2002, a subsidiary of the Carlyle Group bought Porton Down. They privatized it and many other bioweapons labs in the United Kingdom. And there's also a Reuters story that came out right after 9-1-1 that Bin Laden owned the majority of the stock of a bioweapons private company that does contracting for the U.S. government up in Connecticut. So it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier with the Carlyle Group and others buying into bioweapons labs. And then you've got people like Ted Turner and Prince Philip calling us useless eaters. Ted Turner says he wants to kill 95% of us in Audubon Magazine and on C-SPAN. Prince Philip, in his own book, If I Was an Animal, written by His Royal Highness in 1987, and then he was interviewed by Deutsche Press, said he wants to come back as a virus to kill 80% of us. And these guys now own, the Queen of England just bought in with the Carlyle Group, Porton Down and other areas. So when the scientist says that he thinks that the odds of the apocalypse are 50-50, I tend to agree. They call this a 0.1 civilization. Will we become a 0.1 civilization? We're not even a 0.1 yet. Will we get to the point of surviving, getting past these psychopaths, past the point of having the technologies to kill ourselves and it being uncontrolled? And the globalists say that they want world government to be able to control all this as they hand these systems out as a way to create crises. So the British government either accidentally let somebody steal foot and mouth, but they just so happened to, again, months before, call the different agriculture departments of the counties and tell them to get pyres ready to burn the dead animals, and then it showed up. But, okay, let's buy their story. Of course, no one was ever prosecuted or caught. They claim that they, quote, think an animal rights activist stole foot and mouth. An animal rights activist stole foot and mouth and released it. Okay, well then how are people waltzing in and getting this from your bioweapons lab? Either way, it's horrible. British scientist puts odds for apocalypse at 50-50. Reuters, this is the way the world might end. Genetically engineered pathogens released. Debris from an erupting super volcano blocks the sun. Or scientist in the biggest bio error of them all accidentally trigger a matter-squeezing Big Bang. The demise of civilization has been predicted since it began, but the odds of keeping planet Earth alive and well are getting worse amid a breakneck pace of scientific advances, according to Martin Rees, Britain's honorary astronomer royale. Rees, it says, calculates the odds of an apocalypse disaster striking Earth have risen to about 50% from 20% 100 years ago. The 60-year-old scientist, author of the recently published Our Final Hour, says science is advancing in a far more unpredictable and potentially dangerous pattern than ever before. He lists as mankind's biggest threats nuclear terrorism, deadly engineered viruses, rogue machines, a genetic engineering that could alter human character. All of those could result from an innocent error or the action of a single malevolent individual. By 2020, an instance of bioterror will have killed 1 million people, Rees contends. He says it will happen. There is a growing gap between doors that are open and doors that should be open, Reese, a professor at Britain's Cambridge University, said in a recent interview. I will come back and talk to Elda and others. If you would like to join us on air, it is 1-800-259-9231. This is what I've been talking about. This is what I'm worried about. And the globalists are pushing all of this in an uncontrolled fashion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear. Who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America? Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agriculture
today. So call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. Thanks for tuning into the show. We're updating Infowars.com. Right now, we're going to be posting this Reuters story. British scientist puts odds for apocalypse at 50-50. And the biggest threat I see isn't the superconducting super colliders where they accelerate matter into lead, uranium, plutonium, and other metals. And a lot of top scientists, quantum mechanic physicists, and others say that this could cause a supernova or a huge nuclear explosion or hydrogen explosion. I don't see that as the biggest threat. I see the bio threat that he does mention in here as the biggest threat, and he believes millions will die by 2020 from a bio release. And imagine out of that bio release of a biological weapon, the massive reengineering of society into a brave new world type system. And they are building that prison right now, ladies and gentlemen. But the biggest threat is places like Portadown in England, which released foot and mouth. It is admitted. They won't say how it happened. We just know they had prior knowledge of it and were preparing for the culling of the animals before it even got released. And Jane's Weapons Publication has warned the people and put out an alert that England, the U.S., and, of course, Israel have developed race-specific viruses and bacteria that will kill whole races. Imagine. And if they get us herded into the compact cities, if they succeed in building the biometric cashless society grid, it is the globalist plan to release these systems. I'm about to go to your calls. I want to make one more point about this. When you get up into higher-level globalist publications that are public, that are policy white papers written for their different minion systems, DARPA and the Pentagon and the CIA and all the social architects are told, the mid-level people, we're carrying out and setting up this police state because we can't afford to let a rogue third world nation develop these super bio weapons, these super chemical weapons, these super nuclear weapons. We've got to have a global government to clamp down and control these countries and to suppress and keep these technologies classified. But they say the end justifies the means, so they are proliferating some of the older weapons, anthrax, botulism, smallpox, a lot of the evidence shows, West Nile nuclear systems, chemical systems, to the third world. Our government, the global government, always arms them to then say they have the pretext to invade those countries. But then you look at the policy reports of the globalists and their own statements, then they say they want to get rid of 80 to 95% of us, and they are pushing eugenics under the title bioethics, but the Journal of Bioethics is really a eugenics manual, a eugenics journal, and they're promoting euthanasia and abortion, and you have this culture of death. It is the globalists that have said they will release this. It is their dream to release this once they have cures for systems they plan to release to get rid of large masses of us down to a 500 to 450 million manageable level. These are public statements on the record, mainstream news, in my film, Descent into Tyranny, in the book, Descent into Tyranny, in the film, Road to Tyranny, And it's public. It's out there. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's bizarre. But they're saying it. They're doing it. By the way, this scientist and many others mentioned the fact that, and he's the big head of the Royal Society, the Royal Astronomer in England, which is the top honor, the creme de la creme. He also gets into machines taking over, either by accident, carrying out a chain of events that causes a nuclear, biological, or chemical holocaust, or on purpose, because these systems, the top in artificial intelligence systems, have been designed for military application. So, and I just want to tell you, the technology you see is 25 years to 35 years, in some cases, 100 years old. They have been suppressing technology. It is a fact. The problem is the globalists have funded talk show hosts on purpose and shows like The X-Files that mix real suppressed technology and real information with flying saucers and aliens. Thus, that discredits the entire field, who are people when they hear someone discuss suppressed technologies. So what are you talking about? But I will point out that Jane's Weapons Publications did report on the B-2 bomber 4 years before it was rolled out in 1987. So there's a lot of stuff that is suppressed. Super laser and directed energy particle beam weapons, seismic weapons, super chemical and biological weapons, space planes, just all different types of weapons, mind control weapons that are patented in the 50s. You name it. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. What do you think about this? Is it Helga or Helga in Texas?
It's Helga. Hi,
Helga, you got a bad phone, so go ahead and make your points.
Right now, we have a chance, because right now, Bush and the rest of them are discredited, to get the politicians involved, to get the Bill of Rights, to say that we cannot, because of all the lies, and we cannot trust to have our Constitution and our Bill
of
Rights.
Helga, I want to hear what you have to say, but are you on a cordless phone?
No. Can you hear me now?
You're not on a cordless phone.
No, maybe I have a bad phone.
You probably got water in your lines. It's been raining for 2 weeks straight here in Austin. Why don't you get... it's fine right there. Just talk to
I don't have to go very long. But right now, before the spin doctors talk it away again, right now we have to get on every politician's to get our Bill of Rights back and get the Patriot Act 1 and 2 out.
Well,
right
I hardly
now,
agree
we
with
have
you.
This opportunity. Before they come with the chaos and monkeypox and whatever else, right now they are discredited, and we have to take our opportunity to get the politician on our side.
So you're saying before the military-industrial complex launches more terror attacks and really clamps down, we've got to get the word out of what's really happening
now. Right now, we have every single person has to do whatever he can and work on the politicians and work on each other.
Well, here's a couple points, Helga. Why didn't Saddam use his weapons of mass destruction? That's the one thing you do when you're cornered. Where is he? Where is bin Laden? It's confirmed that a Russian jet took him out of the country with U.S. escorts into Russia.
They're taking a bubble bath.
A bubble bath with bin Laden, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all together in a hot tub.
Right.
And, well, we know bin Laden is. So we've got all this happening, and we know they paid off the Republican Guard in gold.
Bush,
we know, ma'am.
We have Bush and the rest of them discredited right now, including Blair. Right now, we have an opportunity to get Patriot Act 1 and 2 also disqualified, because we don't need it. We cannot trust what the government is telling us, and we cannot give our rights away right now. That's the point.
Well,
we cannot trust.
Yeah, this government
is telling us.
All right, this government is illegitimate.
We know all this. Yes,
this is not the real.
Right now, as long as the Bush and the rest of the gang were so untouchable. Now they are touchable. And right now, we have to, right now, get the Patriot Act 1 and 2 out of our lives, or so weakened, we have to get it out of
our lives. All right. Good points, Helga. Thanks for the call, and I appreciate the call. Let me just make a few points on this, and I'll go to JQ and Mac and others that are patiently holding. We might boost my audio to the callers. I don't think they can hear me. Look, to talk about the lies, I mean, before the war even started, the National Security Council got caught making up a fake document that supposedly came from Niger, the African country, nuclear weapons parts to Saddam. And it turned out that it wasn't false intelligence, that it wasn't something that they accidentally misidentified, that they wrote it up. It was fake. We know that they had some weapons dossier that Powell read at the UN. Parts of it were written 12 years ago. Most of it was written 6 years ago. The thing was a lie. We know that they pressured the CIA to lie and talk about evidence of weapons of mass destruction. We know the satellite photos that Powell showed at the UN were nothing more than fakes. They were images of a bakery, of an Islamic school that had a bakery complex. They let the BBC in, the day after he was in front of the UN. There was nothing there but a bakery. We know that they've lied to us. We know they're a bunch of liars. We know that there are chemical weapons all over Iraq. And you're like, what do you mean there's chemical weapons all over Iraq? You just said that there weren't any. No, I said there weren't any weapons that hadn't really been discovered. And if you watch Hans Blix and Powell and the rest of them, you'll notice they talk about sites that they'd already been inspected, sites that had already been declared. There are hundreds of bombed out, toxified craters where Saddam's 100-plus underground bunkers, many of them the size of football fields, giant underground complexes, we have them here, with big crates of chemical weapons marked U.S. and Russian. We have the video. It's been on the news. Joyce Riley got footage of it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And this is the reality. So there are all these bombed-out sites full of chemical weapons. Exploded and unexploded bunkers just caved in full of this stuff. And it leaks out. Our troops breathed it. And thousands died. Tens of thousands were ill. This is admitted now by the Pentagon. From Kamishia and other bunkers being blown up. Imagine what it was like for the Iraqis. No wonder 1.5 million Iraqis have died since the end of the Gulf War. From chemicals getting into the water table and children around depleted uranium and all of this. If we've had thousands of troops die, the conservative number is 30,000. 30,000 died since the Gulf War. University of Texas at Dallas has done the brainstem studies. They were hit with chemical weapons. Yes, they breathed it from the bunkers being blown up. So they could find chemical weapons all day long. The problem is all the sites are declared. The UN has been in there. Our government has been in there. And they can't go and hold up a chemical warhead shell because it's marked U.S. And now it turns out that those mobile trucks were not biological trucks. That was totally made up. Just lie after lie after lie after lie. And again, why didn't Saddam use chemical weapons? Why didn't he use biological weapons? We were all told about that red line. If we crossed it, it was all over. Turns out the Republican Guard, before the war, had already been paid off in gold bars, euros, and dollars by SAS, British Special Forces, and U.S. Delta Force. Had already been paid off, and Saddam had been flown out, and the top Iraqi generals had already been flown out. They boarded twin rotor helicopters, were flown out to jet bases, and flown out by our government. Okay? Let's talk to JQ in Oregon. JQ, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, howdy, Alex. I have three things, two comments and a question. First, a little clarification on this black hole thing. In nature, black holes can be formed, but it takes huge amounts of mass, several times the mass of our sun to create.
Hundreds of millions of suns running into each other will cause a super black hole. Dozens of suns and solar systems colliding could cause a smaller black hole.
Now, the physicists think they have a trick to create a little black hole smaller than a grain of sand for just an instant. The problem is the fundamental characteristic of a black hole is that it sucks everything into it. And the question is, if they create this momentary tiny little black hole, will it suck the laboratory machinery, the laboratory, the Earth into it, in just an instant? The whole Earth could be turned into a, vanished from the universe, basically, in a blink of an eye.
JQ, I'll keep you on, but let me comment on what you just said. For those that just joined us, it's a Reuters story. Top British scientists and others warn about these superconducting super colliders, about these fission tests they're doing, creating little suns, trying to create little black holes. Yes, it'll grab mass around it, and it's a chain reaction. And a lot of scientists are saying that they need to stop this right now. Also, they've got these underground bases down, you know, half a mile that are trying to capture these different types of matter, and they're doing it successfully. Now they're going to accelerate those in superconducting super colliders. They're saying it's very, very dangerous and could cause an apocalypse. But do you agree with me that it's more dangerous in the short term, all this genetic engineering they're doing?
Well, hold on with that. The black hole thing could happen in an instant, and if you're far enough away from the Earth, it would just be a flash of light, and we would be gone. Okay, item two. You mentioned a week ago, I guess, that you were a little frustrated. You were on a talk show with some military person who is supporting the New World Order. You can defeat him every time by just pointing out a couple of simple facts, and that's that Bush has pledged allegiance to a foreign power. He went to the UN, he's pledged allegiance to a foreign power. And if that soldier takes orders from Bush, he is not an American. He is a soldier of the foreign power. So he has no right to speak as an American. He is not an American soldier.
Well, Michael New,
of the United Nations. This is the law.
Michael New pointed that out, and Bush's father pledged us all to the sacred charter of the UN. I mean, what does that mean? Sacred UN?
Well, right. The sacred principles of the United Nations was the words he used. Anyhow, this guy you were talking with is not an American soldier. He has no right to speak as an American, as a soldier.
Well, I mean, I was on the show saying Bush is going to do the assault weapons ban, and they said, good, that's conservative. And then the individual piped up and said, by the way, I used to be a Democrat. It's real funny to them that they're the neocons, and they've taken over. Did you hear about that Toronto Star?
Now this is the third. This is the question. I've looked for that Trotsky and White House thing, and I haven't been able to find it. How do I find it?
Funny, I was just mentioning that. It was actually in the National Post, and it's posted on InfoWars.com, or at least it should have been.
I couldn't find it on InfoWars.
Okay, well, let's see.
I'm not a very good finder, maybe.
Yeah, it's the National Post, and I read the article, and I had also Dr. Dennis Cuddy on talking about how the neocons were founded by the Fourth International, by the Trotskyites.
Okay, I'll go to InfoWars and look, search for National Post.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will tell my webmaster to repost that or check and make sure it is posted.
Okay, good man.
And I will make sure it's there. But if not, just go to the nationalpost.ca, I believe, and type in that the ghost of Trotsky walks the White House halls was the headline. Okay, is that it?
That's it. I want to thank you.
All right, thank you, JQ. More calls, more news coming up.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are just 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, you're literally flushing $90 down the toilet. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, and if you want to start absorbing the nutrients that you swallow, you need to take Sea Silver. Not only does it contain every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and enzyme known to man, but because it's in an organic liquid form, it offers a 98% absorption. Now what that means is your body gets to keep the nutrients that you swallow. Try delicious tasting Sea Silver today. You'll feel a difference in 2 weeks or your money back. Call 1-888-887-2063. 1-888-887-2063. Isn't it time you stopped flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-888-887-2063.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and Bible microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Let me give you an example. I talk about this a lot because it's just so crazy of what biotech engineering, nanotech, what all of this can do. The Texas company Proteogene, just one of hundreds I can mention, got FDA authorization, an open-air test, the plant in 96 locations, pharmacological corn that grows HIV virus in its kernels. It also was growing pig virus. It grew a type of chemical used in tanning agents. That's what the AP said. It also grew hepatitis B in its kernels. They planted this in 96 locations. It jumped into soybeans, jumped into a granary. People scooped up the corn, you know, dumped it in a silo with other corn, and made its way out into the general public. Now, this is just last year. And there was one Statesman article in the local paper. I did a search on the internet, found an AP article. The company, there was another article a few months ago, and they finally got a fine, a slap on the wrist by the government. But the government let them do this. And you've got hundreds of these companies just out doing all this crazy stuff. Gene splicing, splicing bugs with mammals, mammals with plants, fish with plants. I mean, it's just crazy. It makes, something like Frankenstein or an old 50s horror movie look like a joke. It's really happening. And this is what we know about. This is what's declassified. And the globalists are allowing all this to take place, all of this to happen. So, we already know that a level 4 bioweapons lab with viruses that will kill whole races of humanity, whole groups of people, admitted, somehow allowed foot and mouth to be released from their facility, and it showed up all over the country. so over in England. So is this going to happen? When will it happen? How do we stop it? We know the globalists aren't going to stop it, but that's the excuse they use, their top minions, their personnel, their people, is, oh, we've got to have a global new world order to control all these technologies, to stop rogue states, to stop terrorists. Every time we track down who arms the rogue states, every time we track down the terror arms, it goes back to the new world order. The new world order is being manipulated and controlled, my friends, by the Illuminati, and all they want to do is destroy humanity. I'm telling you, this is what they're doing. They're setting up destruction. Mac in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
How you doing?
Fine. I was saying, Alex, it seems like to me these globalist leaders are all got their backs up against the wall here. Now they're like threatening to destroy the world here, huh?
Well, that's what they said with the League of Nations. World War One killed 40 million people, about half of those influenza, and which the government, by the way, just dug up from dead Eskimos, Inuits up in Alaska. It's getting scary. Dug up their bodies and found out a lung tissue. And they said, we need a League of Nations. That failed, so they gave us World War Two, which we can prove they engineered, with Bush's grandfather at the helm of all Nazi operations in the U.S., their top agent. Now they're going to give us World War III to bring us a new world order. Go ahead.
Yeah, he almost lost his son in that war, too, didn't he?
Yeah, old Bush jumped out, didn't follow the procedure, and went ahead and bailed out, but his partner didn't get out.
Yeah. Got stuck in the ocean for a while.
But a special submarine ran over to get the Skull and Bones boy, and he got shipped back to the what they call the tomb in Connecticut and became a Order of Death member.
Yeah. We got a mess going on here.
Anything else you'd like to add in the next hour, sir?
Well, what I was just going to say here
is... stay there. Don't hang up. I'll give you some time on the other side. We'll go to others. And the second hour is straight ahead. Please stay with us. Infowars.com is the website.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want Trudeau.